Ross, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Now, electric cars have always been billed as being far cheaper to run than their petrol-powered equivalents. Is this the case here in Australia?
Certainly, electric vehicles are cheaper to run than petrol equivalents, just due to the price of fuel. However, in Australia, unfortunately, electricity is quite expensive compared with other places in the world. And as we all know, there is not as much renewable energy in the Australian market than other markets, in particular Europe.
Right, yeah. And the government does not seem as interested in electric cars as maybe they should be, with minimal subsidies and a distinct lack of infrastructure like charging stations. Do you think they could do more to drive uptake of electric vehicles in Australia?
Yeah, there is no doubt that throughout the world, government policy dictates the automotive industry in that particular market. So where a market has a high take-up of tax incentives, charging stations, or other incentives to purchase vehicles, in this case electric vehicles, the take-up is substantial compared with a market that quite frankly has zero subsidies, which is where we currently sit in the Australian market.
Right. And does the issue then lie with consumers in not embracing cars, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. What we've found at redbook.com.au is customers want technology with an electric vehicle. An electric vehicle is seen as a piece of technology, like a smartphone or an iPad, and what they want is the latest and greatest. So historically in the Australian market, since electric vehicles came out in any mass in 2012, the take-up of it has been very, very slow in the used car market, as well as new, but that's starting to change, in particular with Tesla.
Right. Now, if you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Ross Booth, who is the General Manager of the vehicle research provider Redbook, about the intensely slow uptake of electric vehicles in the Australian market. Now, Ross, last week we had a story on this program about a Qantas flight all the way to LA being powered by mustard seeds. Pretty interesting story we had. There have also been a range of other reports about developments in the biofuel industry. Is there a chance that electric cars may be superseded as the new frontline vehicle technology before they even fully embraced in Australia?
Yeah, look, it's a great question for alternatives to electric vehicles. Fuel cell technology, in particular driven by hydrogen, becoming more prevalent in Japan. And there are actually two big hydrogen fuel cell vehicles available in Australia this year, one by Hyundai and one by Toyota. So there will be a number of different new sources of propulsion, not just fossil fuels, but fossil fuel is by far the largest in the world. And what we need is a number of solutions to decrease the amount of vehicles using fossil fuels to eventually replace them with renewable energy, being hydrogen, electric, or anything else that comes up.
Right, yeah, no, petrol cars are so prevalent. Do you think that electric cars will ever fully replace their petrol equivalents here in Australia?
Yeah. It's a great question because Australians love their cars and it's a really big country to be able to drive around. And one of the issues with electric vehicles has always been the range. So the actual range that you could actually drive a vehicle. And it is becoming longer, the actual range that you can drive a vehicle, but you still can't drive it from Melbourne to Sydney. There are charging stations along the way. Solutions will start to actually make it quicker to actually charge and help that range anxiety that currently exists.
Right, well, hopefully sometime soon we see a bit more uptake in electric cars. Ross, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problems whatsoever, Nathaniel.
Thank you.